I'm telling you, this weight thing. This weight thing. It's ongoing. It's perpetual. It's ongoing. It's difficult. It's one of the hardest things that you can do. No, the hardest thing that you can do is parenting. So let's just stop right there before we even go any farther. Let's just recognize that the hardest thing you can do is parenting. Nothing comes close to that. Not even remotely. Like you're working remotely. Nothing comes close to how difficult it is to be a parent. And it's not just the constant attention and energy of a younger child. The attention that you must give them. It's, you care about them all the time. You can't turn it off. You can't just turn it off. You know, it's just no, oh, I'm going to relax today. There is no relaxing ever. You know, forever and ever. There's just none. From that point on, these people are going to be on your mind no matter what you do, no matter where they go, no matter what the situation, they are going to be on your mind. Just forever stuck with it. There's no relaxation. There's no, every now and then there's a, and I say that from my perspective. I haven't been in the trenches. Well, I've been in the trenches, but I wasn't in the trenches. But what I think is like the day in, day out parent, being there every day, getting them up for school, breakfast, potty training, all that. Hands on 24 hours thing. I was not that parent. I was remote. You know, I kept in touch with my kids. I've said this before, but you know, I don't think I could have done it. I really don't think I could have done it. I really do not think I could have done it. I definitely couldn't have done it and be the person I am now. And I absolutely love the person I am now. That's one thing. But I think what it you know, you give, it's probably the most rewarding thing. It's probably the most rewarding thing in the world. There's no doubt in my mind that parenting is probably the most rewarding thing in the whole wide world. Hands down. Nothing compares. There's nothing that compares to see, you know, your child perform or excel or accomplish. You know, there's nothing like that. But the question may become then, is it worth it? Is it worth it when you do the cost-benefit analysis of raising children? Do a cost-benefit analysis, but I don't know why. I don't know why I went down this road. How did I end up going down this road? Because that's not where my head was at when I turned this thing on. That's not where my head was at all when I turned this thing on. But funk coming up. Funk happening. Funk. And for whatever reason, I do love me some New Orleans. I do love me some New Orleans. And I'm kind of not sure why. Well, the food and the humidity. The air and the weather was so comfortable. And food out of this world for whatever reason. The music, the vibe, the people. I don't know. I think it was being by that river, the weather and the food. I keep thinking the weather and the food, the climate. I'm telling you, I'm at 220. I'm about roughly, I will call myself at 220 now. I fluctuate, last few days I've been fluctuating between 221 and 218. So I just call myself about 220. And I feel like that's down. because I was up around the 224s, 226s, 227s. It's definitely down some. But it's definitely a... And I know that, and I live with it, and I understand it. But it still hits me funny that I'm not, the weight's just not falling off me. I still got 25 pounds to go. I still got 20 pounds to go. It's hard. Oh, that's why I started talking about parenting. This weight loss thing is difficult. But, you know, the most rewarding things are. The things that are most rewarding that you get the most out of, quote unquote, whatever that means, are hard. They're just difficult, or everybody would have them. Wow, that looks late. That looks like super late. Then when I come to this one, is it late too? Can't see. Can't tell. Is it? Nope. See, that's like right on time. That's like almost right on time too. When I go to this camera, oh my God, look how delayed that is. Something's going on. Oops, I said I wasn't going to talk about that no more, didn't I? Is that better? Is that better now? Not going to talk about it. Not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about cameras and this and that anymore. It's 11:30. I do like me. So I've been spending too much money. I've been spending too much money. I've been spending way, way, way too much money.
Too much money.
I've been spending too much money. And it's going to catch up with me eventually. It's going to catch up with me. If it hasn't already. Or if I can't head it off before it gets too out of control. I mean, I'm not like destitute and be in the streets or nothing. But you know, I was like here, now maybe here, whatever that means. And I'm gonna leave it vague on purpose. This is my wind guard. It goes on this mic right here, something like that. And it, the wind, it actually works. It actually, you don't hear the wind, and you can hear one of my previous videos. You can hear it. Didn't I say I wasn't gonna talk about this anymore? No more technical talk. No more technical talk. I mean, but there's some people who probably tune in for the technical talk. Everything has a place. I think there's an audience and a demand for everything. How much that demand is, and if you are able to find it, is the question. If you can find that demand, the internet makes it a lot easier, somewhat easier to find that demand because so many people are meeting in one place and using a search engine to find things, a comment. At the least, the fact that we're using the same search engines and the same internet as much, you know, as we think we are, that helps to aggregate people, get us all in one place, and sort of using the same tool, maybe search. You can get your website in there. You can get your .com in there, and you can be in the mix. And then, because somebody is out there is looking for a white albino motorcycle tire with alligator trim and a built-in air fryer. Somebody out there is looking for that. You just got to find out who that person is. Somebody's looking for an inflatable inner tube with a built-in air fryer that runs on solar energy at night. You just have to get it out there, and the internet brings millions and maybe billions or millions of people. It gives the possibility that that many people could actually see what you may or may not. Be looking for. I'm gonna throw the threshold up. Look, no more technical talk. No more technical talk. No more technical talk. And only talk about the relevant issues of the day. And what are the relevant issues of the day? Whatever I decide they be. One thing I was thinking today, though. I think it's naive, and I think it's almost insincere, and I think it's delusional, and we're deceiving ourselves if we believe, or we challenge people, or we push people, or it's an understanding not to be self-centered. I don't see how it is possible not to be self-centered. The reality that you understand, reality, your reality, the reality that you believe, no, the reality of how you believe everything works and what it looks like and what color purple is, what blue really looks like, what green really looks like, the ups, the downs, who's in charge, all that reality, you create it. You look out and you decide, and we all do. There's no way anybody can look at life and not put their spin on it, not see it. You have to see life from your own perspective. You cannot see life from somebody else's perspective. And that right there taints it. That right now makes it biased instantly. There's no way around it. There's just no way around not being biased or self-centered. Everything is going to be self-centric, because that's the only way you know to see reality. Everything you know in life has to be filtered through your brain and through your experience. No matter how hard you try or meditate or do this or feel this way or feel that way, you're fooling yourself. You have to be fooling yourself if you think that you're not seeing it from your point, from your standpoint, not be self-centered. You have to be. Your whole worldview, your whole basis of understanding, your environment. Fish don't know he's wet. You don't know anything else but you and the way you see it. Sure, you can be more benevolent. You can try to do this for other people. You can be giving. You can be, you know, communal, socialistic, and all that. But if you're doing that, you're doing that because you want to, and it's still you. If that's your nature, that's your worldview. If that's your nature to be selfless. Now, I do know people who are selfless. Now, I do know people or certain situations of people where they almost have no sense of self. They can't even think of terms of themselves. It's hard for them to even answer, how do you feel? You ask them, how do they feel? They bounce it off. Well, they'll bounce it off like, well, I saw somebody else today and they were happy or this or that. They just can't think that way. I've seen that before. And I may be exaggerating, but I know there's just some people out there like that. And we need those kind of people. We need all kinds of people. I'm not putting it down, up or down, yeah or nay, just because I'm so objectivism, because I'm so object me, whatever the objectivistic, objectivism, all about self, just because that's me and it's always been me. I have to understand that there are some people who aren't like me, and thank God there are. We need all kinds, but even if you want to go out and heal the world and save all the wealth, that's what you want to do. That's what you've been programmed to do. That's what you want to do. And I think Sam Harris says, there is no free will. And I think from my understanding right now, from where I look at his argument for that, to break it down, and this is just me, I could be wrong, to break it down is that what he's saying is you can't change what you want. You have no control over what you want. Therefore, you have no free will. And it's basically kind of what I'm saying, that whatever you do because you want to do. And it comes from you, yourself. Whatever you do it because you want to. And you, so that means you're doing it for yourself because you want to do it. Even if it's to help other people to live a completely selfless life, that's what you want to do. You're satisfying what you want. You're not doing it for other people. And he says, basically, there's no free will because you can't control what you want. So in that case, then, me being self-centered and, you know, Jeffrey and Jeffrey TV and Jeffrey and, oh, Jeffrey, I can't help it. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. There's no free will. It's just the way I'm wired. It's the way I was built. It's the way I was raised. This is where I was conditioned, whatever. However you want to put it, any way you want to. It's not my fault. It ain't my fault if I'm spoiled. Well, that's just a cool little song lyric. Look how fat I am. I'm going to lose it. I don't care. I'm going to lose it. Probably not after this weekend when I go to New Orleans. I saw some cheesy noodle pasta stuff. It was like a cheesy, noodly, just, saw some stuff, pictures of it. Yeah. I don't know why the food is so good in New Orleans, but anyway, I got to watch my weight. I do. I got to control. Actually, I am controlling it and getting out there every day. I've been out there walking every single day. I walked every day since February 25th. So about 3 months. So about 90 days straight, close to probably 90 days straight. I've been, you know, getting my 10,000 steps in or more. Work days. As days I work. I'm an average 16,000 steps. On my minimal days where I'm just doing it just to get it done, sometimes I'll be like 10,100 steps. But I get my 10,000. I get that walk in every day. I get out there and get those muscles to moving. And get out there and get some air or whatever and get that motion. Because there used to be days where I could go 3, 4, 5 days not doing nothing. Just being in the apartment, not even leaving the apartment, just eating and just no exercise. Now, I don't think I can do that anymore. I don't think I can even do that anymore. Oh my God, I love water. Water is so good. And this is like from a Brita filter. And it was like one of those 1 gallon pitchers that has a filter on the top. I need to change my filter at home. And I got them too. I just don't change them. Because basically I can drink tap water. It doesn't bother me. But one time I was hooked on bottled water. I was going to the machine to get water. In fact, yesterday out here, by the State of Brothers, there's like a water place where you go to get water. It was a line. There was people lined up to get that water. I'm like, what's going on? It was like a line, but they had the big 5 gallon water jugs and all kinds of jugs. It was like a line to get that water. It was almost like built in a storefront. It was like in a plaza, a little storefront where the water spigot out there. You just go. I'm like, and you pay to get that water. I don't know if it's free or whatever, because it was a line. I'm like, I used to be that person, but I got off of that. It became to be too much. So I got to figure out a better way to do this, because when I run out of water, and it felt like going to get in carrying that 5 gallon jug was heavy. I bought a sparkless machine, and I was renting a sparkless machine, and they would, you know, could be in the house hot and cold, and they deliver water. That was expensive. And it was still heavy picking up that 5-gallon jug and putting it on there. And then I said, oh, it'd be cheaper if I just go, if I get a jug and go refill it myself at Ralph's or whatever, or Vaughn's back then, or Safeway. But even that, it came to be too much. So the filters work. The Brita filters work. My mother got one in there, and that water's good. It was in the refrigerator. It's pretty good. How much time I done did? 20 minutes. Okay. You can see I'm a little glassy-eyed. I had a good walk today. Mr. Scale told me 218.2 today after my walk, which isn't bad. I still got 23 more pounds to go to get down to the 195, for that number to go down to 195. It was like 23 pounds, and it's good because all this will go away. Get back to that 195. Shot up in a month. You can just see from Halloween, Thanksgiving. I think that's right when I quit smoking nicotine. So I'm overcoming that. Anyway, funk. We want the funk. Gotta have that funk. Oh, we need the funk. Give us that funk. Did I tell y'all that? I be talking to y'all like there's a y'all. I be talking to y'all like there's actually people actually listening to what I'm saying or doing. Mm-hmm. Ain't that cute? Ain't that fun how we do that? How we can manufacture our own realities? Didn't I just talk about that? Is it a reality though? Or our delusions. We can live within our delusions. We can accept our delusions. There's nothing wrong with us accepting delusions. I had a couple of delusions. I mean, I knew I was fooling myself and lying to myself. I said, I'm still going with it. I don't care. And it worked for me. I wonder, no more talking technical. I've had delusions, and I knew they were delusions, and I didn't care. I said, I'm going with it. I'm looking at work now. Got 12 minutes before I need to clock in. Everything's set up from yesterday. I leave my computer on. You know, connected. So when I wake up in the morning, I just log in. Wow, how many of those I got running? My goodness. Okay. I got three of those running. How do I tell which is which? Can I even tell? Is it a way I can tell? Is it? Which is going to be different. This is from the LPD. Yep. I knew it. Da 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 da. LA Maggots. June 15th, on the day my, niece has one of her graduations, but we're going to fit it in there somehow. Watch. watch. We're going to figure it out. And I think family going to be out here. I think granddaughter get to come see the LA Maggots. Hopefully it's all ages. I'll take her to see the LA Maggots. That'd be cool, huh? Let her run around the place. Let her run around the place up on stage and whatever. That'd be cool. Granddaughter see the LA Maggots. That'd be something. If it works out that way, we'll see. You know how graduation things goes, figuring these things out. People travel. People in travel. Not people travel, but, you know. So I'm gonna log into something. I gotta log into something. I gotta help you do my job. A tool. And this thing, you gotta log in twice for it to work. Kills me every time. I gotta log in twice. Which is a killer. Live Nation just sent me an email. I didn't see what it says yet. Important ticket information. Probably be sure to have it on your app when you get there. Be sure to have the app, download the app, blah, 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 take a screenshot. Some of these you can't use screenshots in. You got to be like actually logged in. Let's see what it says. Add your ticket to the virtual wallet. Your event is happening soon. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they get you Spirit Airlines bid now for a bigger seat. I'm a Spirit Silver member. So, like, 3 hours before flight time, I could try to get a emergency row seat for free. Download the Live Nation app. So Live Nation got an app now. Oh boy. So Live Nation got an app. I got AXS app. I got Ticketmaster app. I'm not down with it. We got to get the Live Nation app. Nope, I'm trying to see if I can get it out of Ticketmaster. See if I can get it out of Ticketmaster on my AX. I'm going to see if I can get it from my Ticketmaster app. See if the tickets is in there for crying out loud. My events. Yep. George Clinton, Barnum, Funkadelic. There it is. Live Nation app. Nope. View ticket. It's in the thing. Can't see. You can't steal it. You can't take screenshot of it either. So it's already in there. See how many tickets I got in here. My events are Ticketmaster. I got 3. Actually, 4. The AFC wildcard game, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, the ticket's still in there. It's a 1 ticket in there, 1 sold. For some reason, it's stuck in there. And then when I click on it, nothing shows up. It just says eternal error. That ticket's still in there. So I got like, can you see that? I got 3 tickets. George. Mr. Clinton. Sunday, May 5th. June 4th. Tuesday, June 4th. And Friday, June 7th. And I got another one. I got another San Diego's ticket. Ticket web on the 8th. We're going to drive from Vegas to San Diego. I got to get a room. Maybe I'll stay at the Super 8 again. It wasn't bad. It was cheap, and it wasn't bad. And I'm not opposed to seeing seedy things. I'm not opposed to it. Not at all. Anyhow, swing my galaxy down for me and for the phone. And for every elementary particle that exists in any atom in the sphere of the universe that ever was, this would be totality of law, the universe hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeff.